From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The stage is set for stalled financial regulatory legislation to move forward in the Senate. Republicans say they've won agreement to change a provision in the bill and are no longer seeking more time to negotiate. More from NPR's David Wellna.
After losing three votes in the last 3 days aimed at breaking the GOP filibuster blocking the financial regulatory bill, Democrats had threatened to keep the Senate in session throughout the night. Shortly after they announced plans to do so, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell issued a statement saying Republicans had reached a key agreement with the chairman of the Banking Committee. McConnell said the deal involves making changes in the bill to end what he called taxpayer bailouts. Democrats say no such taxpayer bailouts were ever in the bill. He said bipartisan negotiations are over and that he hoped Democrats' avowed interest in improving the bill on the Senate floor is genuine. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
In Florida, the state's Republican governor, Charlie Crist, is expected tomorrow to make it official. People close to the governor say he's told them he'll announce he's running for the U.S. Senate as an independent. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Charlie Crist has been a Republican his whole career, serving as an aide to former Senator Connie Mack, then as a member of the state Senate, education commissioner, attorney general, and finally, governor. He announced last year he was running for the Senate to fill the open seat left by retiring Republican Mel Martinez. The race for the Republican nomination, though, has turned out much tougher than he expected. Former State House Speaker Marco Rubio has campaigned across the state with a conservative, anti-Washington message and built a commanding lead over Crist. Crist has told advisors and fundraisers that he'll announce Thursday he's decided to run in the general election with no party affiliation. Recent polls suggest that in a three-way race against Rubio and the likely Democratic nominee, Congressman Kendrick Meek, an independent Crist campaign could be competitive. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
What is being billed as the nation's first large-scale wind energy project has now been given the green light. After years of opposition from environmentalists and others, U.S. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says the project calling for 130 wind turbines to be placed 5 miles off the Massachusetts coast will move forward.
The carbon dioxide reductions from the energy to be produced from this wind farm are the equivalent of 700,000 tons per year, or the equivalent that is produced by 175,000 cars on the road.
More than 400-foot-tall windmills will dot an area of roughly 24 square miles. Some of the projects have been proposed for other areas of the East Coast and the Great Lakes. Federal Reserve Board's Open Market Committee wrapped up its two-day meeting in Washington, pledging to keep interest rates where they are. Fed policymakers noting that while there are signs of economic activity, including household spending and jobs creation, risks to the economy remain. Fed actions were well received by Wall Street. The Dow was up 53 points today to close back above 11,000, 11,045. The Nasdaq gained a fraction of a point. You're listening to NPR. President Obama continued his Midwest tour today, touting the administration's plans to create jobs and boost the economy. The president also told voters in Missouri that tougher controls on Wall Street are needed in order to spare the nation's heartland from another economic crisis. Mr. Obama stopped to chat with workers at an insurance company where he talked about the issue of health care. The president then visited a biorefining facility in Macon, Missouri, where he said an energy security plan has been one of the top priorities of his administration. Six female gymnasts from the U.S. have won an Olympic medal 10 years after competing. The International Olympic Committee has announced it's taking back a bronze medal China won in the 2000 women's gymnastics event. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the IOC decision moves the U.S. team, which finished fourth, up to third.
The IOC stripped China of the bronze medal because a member of the 2000 Chinese team was underage. Wednesday's decision was expected since late February. That's when the International Gymnastics Federation determined that gymnast Dong Feng Xiao was 14 when she competed at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. The required age for Olympic competition is 16. The IOC ordered the Chinese National Olympic Committee to return Dong's and her teammates' medals as soon as possible so they can be re-awarded to the United States. The IOC also reminded the Chinese to comply with gymnastics age limit rules, something the Chinese allegedly have skirted over the years. Dominique Dawes, a member of the 2000 U.S. team, said of her after-the-fact award, "We will cherish it." Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Crude oil futures moved higher. The near-month contract for benchmark crude was up 78 cents to close at $83.22 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.